Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era. This is the War of the Words.
War of the Words, man, back at you. Episode 79, continuing this conflict roller coaster ride as we get closer to the 21st, man. Conflict 24, going to be awesome. Imager Auditorium in Charleston. First off, quick shout out to USA Eagle, iPugis.com, MMA Fight Night Live, MMA Wreckage, and Tires for Hire, man. Check them out. All on Facebook. Let's get cracking into today's show, man. Got an interesting one for you today, number 79. As you know from tuning in time and again to War of the Words here, and as we go forth, man, not just on conflict topics, but all around, my co-host Kobe Wall joins me just about every show. But for those of you who don't know, the few who don't, Kobe, not only does he put the bricks in the wall, but he also lays it down inside the cage. And he's got a epic title fight at 155 on this Conflict 24 card. So I'm going to bring on my co-host and guest for the show today, Mr. Kobe Wall. Kobe, what's good, man?
What's up, my brother?
How about it, man? How you feeling today? Well, you at the JOB?
I'm at the JOB, but I feel good. Got a few minutes to pull to the side and get a little interview time in.
That's it, man. I'm stoked. You know, it's interesting. You know, we talk all the time, both, you know, on the show and off the show. And it's pretty interesting to have you on in the hot seat, man. How's it feel to be in the chair today?
I mean, just another day, man. You know how it is. Like, you've known me long enough. You know about how I fight and how I do things. It's just another day. It's not, it's whatever, man. Just another day.
Yeah, exactly. So, man, I think we get cracking right into this. Obviously, this is the top fight on the AMI side of the card before we flip over to the pros, man, and obviously also one of the most anticipated fights of Conflict 24, sold out, by the way. Man, how does it feel, you know, being a part of this experience, especially since you've gotten to be on the show and kind of gather up, you know, the feelings of others, how they feel about being a part of this, man? What does this whole thing mean to you, brother?
I mean, you know, there was a long time I was only on one side of the show. I was only a fighter and a coach, and I only knew – I only knew the side that a lot of people, a lot of these fighters and all know. And it was always great. You know, I fought in Charleston, not Charleston, Mount Pleasant at the Shrine Temple there. I've had a bunch of guys fight for Jared. So, you know, there was a long time that I only knew one side. And then here recently, about a year or so, I've been working on the back end with Conflict, you know, doing some video editing and some interviewing stuff with you. And it's really good to see both sides because I know the ins and outs of both sides, you know, the front side and the back side with, you know, the fight life. So it's just great to be a part of it. It's great to, you know, to represent the company both ways, not only as a fighter, but also as, you know, somebody that works for the company. So and I know a lot of guys out there feel the same way. They love fighting for Conflict. You know, one of the main reasons is we're taken care of as fighters, you know. We don't have to worry about hotels. We don't have to worry about all this other stuff. You know, Jared and Andrew, they make sure things on point. You know, they remind us daily sometimes about medicals and all this other stuff. I mean, they run a professional organization, plain and simple.
And you know, I could agree also being involved on the level that I am. On the fight side of things, man, winning a Conflict title – You know, knowing all that stuff in the background, and no disrespect to anyone else out there listening or anything like that, but it has to feel pretty awesome considering that respect value that you have and so many others have as well for conflict.
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, you know, I know a lot of the guys have known me as a fighter and that I have guys that fight. But then, you know, like I said, this last year or so, actually working for Conflict, you know, a lot of the guys know me as, you know, part of the Conflict team. And, you know, they look up to me, you know. Me and Eddie Miller's good buddies, and we became buddies just on a whim. We both fought in Macon, and he had a three-round fight that he won. Tough fight. He goes backstage. He starts feeling bad. And, you know, just as a human being, I was worried about him. So, you know, I contacted the EMT to get back there and look at him. He was just super dehydrated. They took care of him, got him some IVs, got him boosted up, and he came to me. He's like, "Look, man, I don't know you from, you know, from nobody, but you know that was a man thing to do. That was a respect thing." And ever since then, dude, it doesn't matter where he sees me. Shoot, sometimes he just hits me up on Facebook just to say, "Hey, what's up, dude?" You know, just a good buddy. And like I said, you know, so it feels good to have these people that see me and know me and respect me. You know, it's gonna really feel good to go in there and fight. Not only for Conflict, but, you know, kind of fight for them, fight for those people that look up to me. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Man of the people, man of the peeps. Always. something I definitely wanted to bring up. You know, you and I have talked several times, obviously about tons of fights, but we've talked about this fight, not a whole lot. I interviewed you once on a title spotlight before, and I wanted to bring a quote, something you said there, and bring it in a little bit. You said that, you know, you have a tough fight ahead of you. Lamar is one of the best 155ers in the Southeast. And you seem to kind of have a pattern of going out there and trying to get those challenging matches. And I just kind of wanted to hear a broadened version a little bit of your thoughts on that.
I mean, yeah, absolutely no disrespect to Lamar, but he is the best. Plain and simple, he wasn't the best. He wouldn't be fighting for the best, you know, promotion around. He wouldn't have the belt for the best promotion around. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. I don't care what anybody else has to say about him or if anybody else thinks he's beatable. Honestly, I really don't care what anybody thinks about me or him. Plain and simple, he's the best. He's got the belt. I'm number one contender, so if you look at it as ranks, I'm the next best, and we're going to go in and see who, you know, who's going to bring the belt home. But, you know, it's just a fight to me. To me, it's, you know, it's not all this that everybody makes it out to be. It's, oh, it's just this huge thing, and, you know, this isn't the UFC. It's Conflict, but to us, it feels like the UFC. But to me, it's another fight. It's another day of going in and doing my job. It's plain and simple. And, you know, he's the guy standing across from me, and we're going to go in, we're going to do our jobs, and the guy that does the job the best, he's going to win. That's it.
And is this a mindset that you've always had from the outset, or as, you know, having, I think you have 12 or so fights, is that something that has come with the experience?
You know, to be honest with you, yes, it has. And I didn't used to have that mindset. And Jared will tell you, he tells me almost every single time I fight for him, especially lately, he was like, "Dude, this Kobe we see is not the Kobe that I once knew." I was like, man, there were days when you questioned the fight, questioned the fighter, you questioned yourself, you questioned everything. You were worried about everything. He was like, you know, but you'd come in and you'd fight. He was like, these last three or four fights, man, he's like, you don't question anything, and it worries me. He was like, it worries me that this ain't the Kobe I know. He was like, you know, when I fought Kyle, it was he called me up and said, "Hey, man, I need to fill a spot. This kid's really good. He's not got the record you have, but he's going to bring the rain." And I was like, okay, sure, whatever, let's fight. And then, you know, right before that fight, he was like, "Oh, by the way, you're going to fight in Savannah as well. You're going to fight a guy that's bigger than you, he's tougher than you, he's stronger than you, he's a weight class ahead of you, and he can knock you out." And I was like, okay, let's fight. And he was like, "Dude, what's the deal with you? You don't question anything anymore." He's like, "You know, that's the Kobe that I've always wanted, but, you know, are you good?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm good, man. I just want to fight." It's come with experience. It's come with time. Win, lose, or draw, it really doesn't matter to me. I don't care. If I get beat, Lamar can knock me out and lay me out in front of all my friends and family, I'm still going to live the next day. I'm going to go home with all my family. I'm still going to have a pretty damn good record. I mean, so what does it matter? It's nothing to get all bent out of shape and worked up about it. Oh, I got to win, I got to win, I got to win. No, what I got to do is I got to go in there and fight and do what I'm supposed to do. Win, lose, or draw, to me, that's not as important as going in and doing your job and doing it well.
Absolutely, man. I agree. I agree 100%, man. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, and to take the spotlight a bit back a little bit, I also wanted to bring up the fact that, you know, this obviously isn't your first title dance, man. Over there at Strike Hard, I believe you hold the 155 title, defended it, I think, 3 times, unless my memory is serving me wrong, man. Has that experience over there, you think, you know, I'm not a fighter, so I don't know if there is a difference, and of course everyone's different, and the opinions you just expressed obviously have an influence on this, but, you know, is there a different feeling in a title fight? And the second question being, do you feel like being in the holding that Strike Hard title and defending it the times you have has bolstered that at all?
You know, to me, there's really not a different feeling anymore. It's just a fight. It doesn't matter if there's a belt on the line or it's just, you know, knocking off some ring rust and getting back in there after, you know, a year or so. It's a fight. I have a job to do. I'm going in to do my job, plain and simple. The rewards that come with it, to me, are not as important as going in and doing your job and doing it well. You know, I was the 155 champ for Strike Hard. I did defend it 3 times. And I love that promotion. David Elder and all those guys over there, Jamie and Matt and them, they are awesome, man. They, in my opinion, are the best promotion in Alabama, hands down. But here recently, I was taking some breaks, and I had to give up the title. Actually, they just fought for it, I think, a week ago or 2 weeks ago. And one of my good buddies that I know from over there, Kyle Causey, is now the 155 champ. He's actually the 145 and 155 champ.
Mad props out to you,
like
brother.
I said, I've changed my, I guess you could say, I've just changed some things up, and I'm focusing more on the Georgia, South Carolina market now, and I'm going to fight for the conflict belt. But, you know, I think fighting for the Alabama belt as many times as I did with that great promotion, I did think it's helped me. It's helped me to know that, you know, when you have a belt, not only do you have to be the best, but you got to stay the best. You can't, you know, everybody's coming to beat you. You have to win every single time. Your opponent only has to win once. You know, when you have the belt, you have to win. You have to be successful. You have to do good every single time. No questions asked. The other guy, he's only got to get lucky once. You know what I mean? So it's a lot more pressure when you have the belt and you're keeping it. But, you know, just another fight, man.
Yeah, no, that's a great way to put it. Something else that I also definitely want to ask you, man, because, you know, you're obviously on the show a lot, and most of the time, almost every time we're on, you know, we have a guest, so we're very focused on them and asking them questions, obviously. But is there anybody, you know, you coach, you know, you're so involved in MMA beyond just your own fights. Is there, you know, anybody in your mind that we should be on the lookout for? Maybe not just coming up at Conflict 24, but in general around your way, maybe, you know, guys you're involved with. Anybody you want to shine a little light on, man?
I mean, to be honest with you, there is a ton of talent around here. You know, this February 21 card is going to shine a light on a lot of really good guys that I know I've had dealings with, whether it's just, hey, what's up, or I've trained with you. Just a few, and it's no particular order, so don't think because I called your name first, you're the best, and the guy that I called last is the worst, so don't anybody think that. But, you know, the few that come to mind, my really good friend David Devant, he is phenomenal. He is one mean, tough man, and he's, you know, already shown that once with Conflict, and he's definitely coming back to show it again. So, you know, David's great. Eddie Miller is phenomenal. Mark Trader, both out of CMMA, are great. Art Weeks is another tough one that I know is coming. Him and Eddie Miller are fighting on the 21st. That's going to be a blowout fight. There's a lot of guys at Champions Training Center that I guess you could say haven't really gotten out there, and I guess a lot of people don't know their name, but You know, Masin makes – he makes murderers. He makes killers, bro. And I know that myself because, you know, before I was just, you know, halfway training myself and getting a little bit of time in here and there. And before my first Alabama title, I took a big, long camp with Masin down in there, and I went from just a regular guy to this mofo can fight. And I'm spending a lot of time down there now. I'm also going to be going to CMMA soon, so – you know, I hope to see a big change in me, but, I mean, Champions Training Center, their name should say everything. Champions Training Center. That's where champions train. Those guys got more belts and plaques and medals on the wall. Like, I was just there the other night, and I stopped, and I even thought about, like, damn, how many belts do these mofos got down here? I mean, they got belts everywhere. I mean, belts and plaques and pictures, and there's shit everywhere that people's won down there. You know, so a lot of those guys, I'm not going to go through and name them all. I mean, obviously Josh Blyden, Johnny Williams, I mean, Tambo, a lot of these kids are murderers, man, and they're coming. You know, and just some names aren't as big as others. Some are pros and some are ammies, but there's a lot of guys down here in the low country that's bringing the rain. And, you know, Conflict, you'll see them soon for sure.
Man, that's awesome, man. And I can see those guys are all fantastic guys that you named, man. A little something I got interesting for you this time, man. We can't do a show without it, so we are still going to do another Brick in the Wall today with Kobe Wall about Kobe Wall. Feel it out. What you got for us?
Oh, I don't know how we're going to do it, but let's do it. I don't know. You know, I'm just going to talk about this fight, I guess. I don't know. I know at the end you always do the whole sponsor thing, so I'm going to talk about some people that aren't necessarily my sponsors, should I say, but people who have gone above and beyond to help me. You know, first I'm going to start with Jared. Jared Williams is not only a great human being, he's a great person, and he's a hell of a promoter. This dude is always going out of his way to help any and everybody he can, whether you deserve it or not. There's people that don't deserve his help that he helps. So, Jared, thank you so much for all you do for me and my team and all the other extra people out there that, you know, that aren't going to say thank you, Jared. Another guy that comes to the top of my head real quick, Todd Ellis. I'm going to be staying with Todd Ellis in Charleston coming up here for my last 2 weeks for training camp. I've not got to actually officially meet Todd yet, but if you hear this, Todd, thank you so much for what you're about to do for me. I really appreciate it for you to open your home up to me and just allow – a stranger, really, to come and stay with you just to get the opportunity to better themselves. So thank you so much, Todd, for that. Eric, man, thank you for always boosting me up, dude, and putting me on the radio and all the shit we go through cutting up, man. It's been real fun. And the days will continue for sure. My parents, I want to say a quick thanks, too. They always support me. My dad calls me every single day and asks me, hey, did you train today? Have you run today? How long did you run? What have you ate today? I mean, every day this man calls me. I love him to death. So my parents, Jack and Betsy, thank you so much. Sierra, my girlfriend, I'm going to tell you, she puts up with some shit. I think I am the biggest asshole on the planet. And then when it's the last 2 or 3 weeks of fight training and cutting, I'm the biggest asshole in the entire universe. Thank you so much for what you put up with because – honestly, bro, I don't think anybody else out there could. It's a pretty rough Kobe you got to deal with every day. I guess that's the brick for now, bro.
That's it, man. Hey, stack them up, man. I like it. It's good. Man, obviously, this is going to be an awesome fight. You know, a lot of people are really looking forward to this one. Really, man, not to take the light off of anybody, but this whole card, we could say that just about, I mean, this thing is slammed out. There's a reason that, you know, it's been sold out since before February even hit, man. And I'm so glad we're in February because, God, January was the longest month of all time with no Conflict to do. So I'm very excited about this. I know, as far as on a personal level, which I, you know, rarely talk about, but, you know, working the time that I work over at CMMA, I know that all those guys are working so hard to get ready for this. And I know my exposure in the media and visiting the other gyms and places and all the stuff that I do, I know that I haven't found a person yet that's just like cruising on into conflict 24. I mean, I don't know the vibe coming back to Charleston, what it is, man, but everyone has their torches lit. Everyone's got their shields on, their hoplite gear, and they're ready for war. And I think it's awesome, man. And and at the same time, there's such an interesting sense of like, I don't know if it's brotherhood or what, man, but the vibe is so positive. It's not one of these cards where everyone's talking about murdering each other and knocking people, you know, the fuck out and stuff like this. It's been a very awesome card with everyone just excited to see how it goes down, man. I'm very thrilled that this fight is a part of that, series, man. It's gonna be awesome. So. Enough out of me, man. Of course, as you mentioned earlier, man, as we wind the show down, I always like to give a moment to hear about some of them, you know, sponsorshipalisms and anybody else out there who might be helping you get ready for a fight, you know, rubbing your feet or buying you cool shirts, whatever's going down, man. I want to hear about it.
You know, there's a few businesses and companies here in Statesboro that go above and beyond for me. First is Alex Mosley. He owns Twin City Precision Metals. They do a lot of business with, how can I say it? It's like a machine shop, manufacturing shop. They do a lot of corporate accounts and stuff. He's an awesome guy. Like I said, goes above and beyond for me. Russ Cassidy owns Down to Earth Landscaping. He does a lot of landscaping and irrigation. For businesses and corporate accounts through Statesboro and Bullitt County. Russ has always been there for me, always, and I do mean always. Another guy that has always, with a capital A, been there is Al Chapman at the third, AC3 at Nat's Landing. It's also the bar that I work at. He's always been there for me, man. There's been days when I ain't got shit, but I got Al and I got that Nat's Landing family, and I got those people to be there and support me financially, mentally, you know, whatever I need. Nats has always been there for me, and AC3 always has. Alan Lang and family, Darian Scott and family, both of those families are South Carolina Charleston families. They have always supported me and helped me and sent me gifts and all kinds of stuff to help me get through stuff. Fuzzy Taco Shop here in Statesboro, Clayton, those guys, awesome place to eat, great drink specials all the time. They're always give me a little something extra, you know.
The something.
Yeah, a little something. Rehydrate, Mr. Roland, Jason Roland. Thank you so much. He's, you know, it's a wild concept with Rehydrate, but I think it is one of the most ingenious things that anybody could ever do. Basically, they do intravenous therapies in nutrition, which is IVs. They do IVs for all kinds of people, for whatever your needs, the elderly, even athletes like myself. They go definitely above and beyond for me. They're going to be traveling a long way just to help me out, getting me rehydrated and everything taken care of Friday night. So thank you so much for them. Jared Williams of Palmetto Sports Management, Mason Corbray, and all the guys at Champions Training Center. The Ground Fighter guys that I've had with me for so long, Jake Patrick and Son Plumbing. Last but definitely not least, USA Eagle, Adonis. He's taking care of all my attire for this fight, my fight shirts, my shorts, anything I need, banners, everything is going through Adonis, and it looks sick, sick, sick. Definitely glad to represent USA Eagle. And then my training fam, man, GSU MMA, Champions Training Center, and in about 4 more days, Charleston MMA. So, you know, I appreciate all you guys and what you've done for me, what you're doing for me. Todd Ellis, whose home I'm going to be staying in, just out of the goodness of his heart. So thank you so much. I mean, that's it for me, man. That's my peoples. That's the ones that make it happen. If it wasn't for them, I'd just be Kobe, you know?
Yeah. But listen, man. You know, we do get to get on the show together all the time. We have the pleasure to talk to so many awesome fighters, you know, especially around the conflict way, card after card, commentating and doing so much. But I really enjoyed getting to sit down and talk with you about actual fight life side of things and some of these perspectives, man. So I know that we do this all the time as far as getting on the radio, but thank you so much for taking time to, you know, bring a little depth to this side of it, man. I know we don't, you know, get to travel that road all the time. So it was very awesome, and I appreciate that, man. And I, for one, not just as a conflict person or as a commentator or host of the show, but just as a fan, am very much looking forward to February 21st, man.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. Like I said, he's the best. He knows he's the best. And no disrespect to him. Like I said, I know there's been some words about me talking shit, and that's just not how I do things. Never have and never will. Just plain and simple. He's the best, and I've got a job to do, and we're going to go in and we're going to fight. It's plain and simple. That's what's going to happen, and the best man's going to take the belt. And afterwards, I really don't care what happens afterwards. We can go to the bar. We can go to the hotel room. We can go do whatever we need to do, but when that door shuts, man, it's a fight. You know, I'm ready to die for what I believe in, and I believe I'm the champ. I believe I'm going to be the champ. Like I said, I'm ready to die. If he beats me, you know, I'll just have to die. That's part of it. So, like I said, much respect to him. He's the best. He's got one of the best teams in the entire nation. ATT Coconut Creek. I mean, shit, they got I don't even know how many guys in the UFC right now. So, like I said, he's the best, and we're going to fight. That's all I know.
That's it, man. Hey, you heard it here. War of the Words. Episode number 79, number one contender, Kobe Wall. Make sure to catch this and a ton of other amazing fights. February 21st at Conflict 24 in Charleston at the Memminger Auditorium. On behalf of myself and everybody out there with that yay, yay going on about it, War of the Words, we out of here.
Peace, peace.